Freedom Day Juneteenth. And when you talk about Juneteenth Freedom Day, that's my birthday. So anyone here listening to this message, give me a. So Juneteenth is my birthday. And you want to make my happy birthday? What makes my birthday happy? Will make it so happy if you got some happy feet. It's a happy, happy day. We want to talk about happy. Let's be happy. And I want your feet happy. So for you to have happy feet, you just go to joyofthemonth.club. That's joyofthemonth.club. That's joyofthemonth.club. And just get you some happy feet. You secure you some happy feet, you will give me a happy birthday. I deserve it, don't I? Aren't I a good person? Now, getting is not as good as giving. So to make the getting good for you giving to me an unprecedented and an exclusive sale, because you're not going to find this anywhere else unless you register as a member, and many times that can be at cost. So at no cost, just go to joyofthemonth.club, and for you, I have an exclusive sale. $35 for about $70-something dollars worth of products. All right? So you're going to get your foot soak as well as your foot cream, and that cream is very good, and the soak is very good. You're going to get your sole foot balm, S-O-L-E, and your foot spray. So everything you need for your feet for the summer, you can get. Like I said, it's about $70 worth of products. You're going to get for $35. One time only. But it's my birthday, and I can make a sale if I want to. So just for you. So as we're going to talk about the feet, and we're going to experience Donna Summers. I was looking for songs about feet. So any suggestions, hey, just hit me up. Email it to justdoit@imwalkingandwellness.com. Just hit us up there, justdoit@imwalkingandwellness.com. Or hit us up on Facebook, whatever you choose to do. And let us know any songs, and if you know any good songs about feet. But what I did find was, Donna Summers has a song, Stomp the Feet, so we're going to listen to that. And as I told you, we'll talk about the Happy Feet Collection, everything that it does for your feet, and the role that the feet plays in our well-being, our self, and health care. So you need to take care of your feet, and they will take care of you. They are the foundation of your moving, of your walking, of your standing, and even at times when many of us may get to a place when we don't walk well or our people aren't walking well, you still need to care for your feet. Because in your feet are points to every organ and function in your body. So still good care of a feet will still means good care of you. And so we're going to, again, talk about the feet. Now, if you want to call in, our call-in number is 646-716-7994. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. I'm here for your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. It's Soul Purpose Tuesday, and the topic is out the feet. Again, if you want to call in, it's 646-716-7994. Now, I ask you a question. Is what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allow in your spirit, is it life-giving or life-robbing? That is our discernment tool. So I need you to really think about that. So that's what shapes our conversation. And, you know, the first thing gives you an image and picture of our wellness is not just our body health. You know, a lot of things impact our wellness, and a lot of things impact our health, our skin, what we're eating, what we're putting on our skin and going into our bodies, and including what we're allowing into our spirit. You know, that the mental and the soul. soul and spiritual aspect all plays into us being well. The true definition of health is being balanced, mind, body, and soul. So, you know, stress puts a big amount, is a big impact on you. Stress is a big negative impact on your health. And stressing the feet can definitely impact you. And how, what are ways that we stress the feet? You know, one of the first things is improper shoes, shoes that don't fit, shoes that hurt your feet. You know how, if you have for a while, you lean in here, you lean in there and all. And I know as women, we feel that we have to suffer for beauty. But, you know, be mindful of that. Take that in moderation. Look for and pay for options. We're willing to pay for all of these. Pay for options that you can look good and have healthy feet. And the first thing is stop buying cheap shoes. Just because cheap sometimes can just be cheap. Sometimes it's less expensive and more affordable to buy something that may cost more at the moment, but the long-term use of it isn't, you know, as expensive as the long-term use of things that don't do you well, or you buy cheap shoes and you have to keep buying shoes over because they're cheap. Or if you figure, I get a whole bunch of shoes, then that way, even if they don't last long, I just keep changing them. But what you went out and did and spent, you know, $700 on shoes, we could have just got a few pair, even if they're at $50, $60, $75 a pair. But you could have got 3 or 4 pair and spent half the money than you may have gotten to having a whole lot of cheap shoes that aren't doing your feet well. And no matter how cute they are, they just don't last long because they're not made well. So that's really important, because that's a real big stressor we're putting on our feet by the shoes that we're wearing, by wearing improper shoes that hurt our feet. So one thing is, you know, go to the foot doctor. Find out about your feet. Make sure you make a visit to the foot doctor. Say, tell me everything, doc, about my feet. You know, my toes. You may have your little toe may be this way, and because it's this way, you may not realize that it caused you discomfort. And something, there could be just simple remedies. But go to the foot doctor. Find out about your special feet. What's unique about your feet? What works? What will work best for your feet as far as shoes, socks? Another thing I found out with my mother, that stockings, a lot of stocking wear, is not good because of her legs and her feet pain she was having. The doctor wanted her in cotton everything. So, you know, a lot of times we wear a lot of stockings, but we may want to be mindful about the stockings that we wear. You know, if it's, I don't know if you can actually, I think there are some cotton stockings you may be able to get. But look at the material, see the options, and then if we are wearing stockings, just maybe limit how long we keep them on. You know, if you can just keep them on just long enough for that event, and then, you know, make sure when you get in, you just take them off. Don't continue to wear them around where, you know, because you may not be yet, you know, getting undressed or changing your clothes. You may, if you once you get in, just take those stockings off in order to not have your legs and feet engulfed so long around the nylon materials. Or, and I'm not sure if it's because it's not breathable, but it was my mother's cardiologist that instructed us on that. So these are just some things you want to look at in the care of your feet. And then, of course, if we're talking about caring for your feet and reflexology, we do have a link. So when you come to the description, you can go to walkinginwellness.com or walk, the letter N, wellness.com. Just go there. That's our blog. And you will be able to find a post on Oda Feet, is that what it's called. And there we will also include the reflexology chart so that you can look at what points in the feet correspond to other points of the body. And so, and be mindful of your feet. We know there are funguses and things, especially this time of year where you're going into, you know, public pools and various things. We have so many options now, like the cutest little slipper booties and things we can keep on our feet and have on our children's feet when we go out to the parks. These water parks and public pools and places, I really suggest that you keep your feet covered because it's easy to pick up a fungus in those places. But, you know, if you do, if you have a constant chafing at your feet or peeling and all, it's a chance that that could be a fungus. And discoloration on your toes, it could be a fungus. Again, you can check with your foot doctor. I know a lot of us like to Google things, which is cool, but I would at least once check with a doctor. Then once you hear the doctor's report, you know, make that one visit to the foot doctor, even if it's just once a year, that's probably more than enough. But, go to your foot doctor, and then with the information you garner for there, write it down, monitor your feet, how your feet act, respond, what you do differently. Then you can Google things and you can make, you know, informed decisions, not just from what you Google, because everything on the internet isn't right. Just because it's on there doesn't make it law. So, you know, be mindful. Just do your, real research. And real research, you take various avenues and plus your experience that you document, and then you come up with your own educated guess. So, we're talking about older feet. So if you're just tuning in and just listening in, this is I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I'm your host for this moment in time. I'm here to get you healthy hooked on Soul Purpose Tuesday. It's your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove, and we're talking about, defeat. So right now, we're going to move on, and we're going to listen to Donna Summers' Stomp the Feet, and then we'll be right back with more Foot Talk here on Soul Purpose Tuesdays.
You ain't gonna sound. 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 You ain't gonna s
Alrighty, I'm back. Okay. So, again, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm your host for this moment in time for Soul Purpose Tuesday, your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. And we are talking about defeat. So, here, I just want to talk a little bit about what is the foot. So, our feet are flexible structures of bones, joints, muscles, and soft tissues. They let us stand up, right, and perform activities like walking, running, and jumping. They're divided into three sections. Feet are divided into three sections. They contain five toes, which are called phalanges, phalanges, and the five longer bones are the metatarsals. And that's M-E-T-A, metatarsals, metatarsals. The midfoot is a pyramid-like collection of bones that form the arches of the feet. These include three cuneiform bones, the cuboid bones, and the navicular bone. So that's cuneiform, the cuboid, and the navicular bone. These are the three bones that form the arches of the feet. The hind foot, the hind foot, forms the heel and the ankle. That contains the talus bones, which supports the leg bones, the tibia and the fibula, which form the ankle. The calcaneus is the heel bone, and that's the largest bone in the foot. And so, that calcaneus is, again, part of the heel. And so, again, when you check out walkinwellness.com, that's W-A-L-K, the letter N, wellness.com, go to your look up the article. You'll also be able to see images, and you can look them up for yourself. So there are various different kind of feet conditions that people get, in which, like, plantar fasciitis, which is inflammation in the plantar fascia ligament along the bottom of your feet. Pain in the heel and arch. It's worse in the morning. Our symptoms are pain in the heel and the arch, and it's worse in the morning. Osteoarthritis of the feet. That's age, wear and tear, and that causes the cartilage in your feet to wear out. And our elders get it. We get it as we get older. It's pain, swelling, and deformity in the feet are symptoms of osteoarthritis. And my mother actually has it. Now, what has really helped that pain? Because it's always more prominent when it snows or a bad rain or something. It's just like arthritis. It's definitely more prominent for her at that time. And the pain is like just shooting pain in her feet that goes all the way up, like every 5 minutes or less, every 3 to 5 minutes. But I have been using chlorophyll this year, and it has really helped it go away. Also, it lessened when I just did the whole change in diet and nutrition. So when we just speak about, we're going to, you know, nutrition for the feet, one of the base nutritions I just want us is to be, have a nutritious diet. And so if we're just, if you're eating regular foods and you're not eating organic foods and you're not being very specific about what you're eating and, you know, how it feeds you and feeds your body, if you're just eating whatever and find that you're eating a lot of preservatives, foods that are grown with preservatives, and you're not, that's that life-robbing foods. Those foods are not healing you. They're not feeding your body. Your body's not breaking them down. If your body cannot break down and use what you put in it, it becomes toxic in the body. And if it's toxic, it's poison, and it sits there, and it causes problems. So that is the first thing I would say about, you know, nutrition for the feet. It's just balanced nutrition. Again, for the osteo, I found that chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll, and you can get that at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. You know, if you just, you know, you can check us out and go to our Amazon store. But or also we have, I'm going to let you know the store. I got to go check it out. But we have another store for those people that if you don't have it near you, in order to be able to get, you know, great organic and just good health foods that you may would be able to get at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. If those type of stores aren't near you, you can order online. It's, you know, free shipping a whole lot of times. They have free gifts. You just get a membership. And the rates a lot of times are a lot cheaper for a lot of items than Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. So I'm going to give you the name of that store. But you can do, if you go to walkinwellness.com, you'll see it. You just click on the link, go to your join, and you can purchase. But, again, the item is chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll. Gout is another abnormality of the feet, and that's, again, an inflammatory condition. Inflammation is wherever you find inflammation, you're going to find dis-ease. So, again, you want a diet that works to rid inflammation. That's the really type of diet you want. So I don't care what all these other type of diets and all are called. You want a diet that rids inflammation, because where inflammation exists, so does disease. And the other thing is, too, about weight loss. I know it's summertime, we want to lose weight, and I'm one of them. I want to lose weight. There's nothing wrong with losing weight, but losing weight does not equal healthy. Weight loss does not equal healthy. You want to, your goal should be to be healthy. And then if part of your being healthy means you also need to lose weight, then as you get healthy, that weight loss will come. But your goal should be to be healthy. And then and as you become healthy and feed the body what it needs, the body will make the adjustments and will do what it needs to do. So if it needs to shed weight, it will shed weight. Because you're eating right and you're not trying to starve it, you need calories to burn fat. And if you, like, call yourself being on a diet and trying to starve your body say, oh, I'm starving. I better store some fat. As opposed to, it's better for most to eat frequent but smaller meals. So if you feel a little hungry, first drink some water, because a lot of times thirst makes us think we're hungry. Drink some water, but then go ahead and, you know, you drink some water and then you go, If you're still hungry, eat a little something. You'll stop feeling hungry, but it's better to eat often and eat the right things, but just in smaller quantities, than to try to starve your body. Because if your body thinks it's being starved, it's going to start storing fat. And so if your goal is weight loss, that's not, you're not going to do it. And so other things, got athlete's foot, rheumatoid arthritis, another bunions. The technical word for bunions is hallux valgus, V-A-L-G-U-S, a bony prominence next to the base of the big toe that may cause the big toe to turn inward. Bunions may occur in any one bar, often caused by heredity or ill-fitting footwear. We already talked earlier about the shoes. Your Achilles tendon injury, diabetic foot infection. People with diabetes are vulnerable to infection of the feet, which can be more severe than they appear. People with diabetes should examine their feet daily for any injury or signs of developing infection, such as redness, warmth, swelling, and pain. Okay, so you got to look at what those different causes are. Some of them, the same things, they seem the same. So swollen feet, edema. A small amount of swelling in the feet can be normal after prolonged standing. Common in people with varicose veins, feet edema can also be a sign of heart, kidney, and liver problems. Yeah, so, like, I'm always looking at my mom's feet because she does have heart issues. So I look at these things when her feet become a little swollen. And is it what's swollen for you? My mom's feet, people don't think are swollen, but they're swollen for her. So calluses, buildup of tough skin over area, frequent friction, pressure on the feet. Again, calluses usually develop on the balls of the feet and the heels and may be uncomfortable or painful. And many times, poor footwear, poor fitting shoes can cause calluses. And a lot of times that can be when your shoes are too big. If your shoes are too big and your feet are moving up and down, that will cause calluses. Corns, like calluses, consist of excessive tough skin buildup. Excessive ear and feet. Corns typically have a cone shape with a point and can be painful. Heel spurs, an abnormal growth of bone in the heel, may cause severe pain during walking and standing. People with plantar fasciitis, flat feet, or high arches are more likely to develop heel spurs. Okay, so flat feet and high arches. You got your ingrown toenails, fallen arches, nail fungal infection, mallet toes, that's the joint in the middle of a toe, may become unable to straighten, causing the toe to point out. Irritation and other feet problems may develop without special footwear to accommodate the mallet toe. Metatarsalgia, pain and inflammation in the ball of the foot. Strenuous activity or ill-fitting shoes causes that. Claw toes, abnormal contraction of the toe joints causing a claw-like appearance. Claw toe can be painful and usually requires a change in footwear. Fracture. The metatarsal bones are the most frequently broken bones in the feet, either from injury or repetitive use. Pain, swelling, redness. Plantar warts, Morton's neuroma. So there are just several illnesses the feet can have. But now we just want to go into talking about taking care of the feet. And with that, we talk about our happy feet. So, again, you can go to joyofthemonth.club, and there you will see all about our happy feet. So, you know, what we want you to do, now, if you can, get a massage therapist. Like, a lot of us, especially women, we got a shoe, we get our feet done, which is really good. Now, what I just suggest when you get your pedicures, bring your own products. Order your happy feet for $35 to $70 worth of product. Probably last you almost all summer. But order it now, or if you definitely get two orders because you're getting that $70 and you get two orders, it's definitely going to last you all summer, probably at least until September. But take your products with you. Say, here, these are my products. Especially when you first get it, take it. Say, here are my products. This is what I want you to use. So that now you got quality, you know, products on your feet and your feet and your skin for quality products. And it makes the massage better. And instead of using their lotion, which you see is a much thinner lotion, more water-based, but you have them use the foot cream or, you know, order yourself a gloss. We have a wonderful gloss. So when you go to joyofthemonth.club, you'll also be able to, look on the site in the shop and just look for gloss. If you just search gloss, you'll see we've got different types of gloss. Wonderful spray, lasts a long time. Take your gloss spray, they can just spray it, rub the feet down. And the same thing they can use on your hands. Like sometimes, especially with my mom, where I know they have, you know, especially with the aches and things, I use the foot cream I use on her legs, her feet, and I massage her hands with them. Then for the, you know, to have the smell good, I'll use a gloss or, you know, top it with a shea butter or custard, you know, to make sure it also smells pretty. So this way you have opportunity for both. Okay, so we're going to just get into the happy feet wear. And then we'll close out. So remember your lessons. You have to take care of your feet. So the feet are just important. But it's coming summertime. We're going to be, one thing too, when you have your feet out, you'll notice that your feet, as opposed to having socks and shoes on in the summer, like you know, you have your socks on with your sneakers. When you're wearing your feet out, they come more exposed. The heels wear out more. They can become harder because, again, when our feet are rubbing back and forth, that's what causes those calluses. And that's, you know, that's what you're getting scrubbed off. So you definitely want to make sure, and even if you can't get to the pedicure, I'm telling you, once you use, you just do a foot soak and get the scrub. The scrub is not part of it, so you have to purchase that separately. But you do your foot soak. You can use a scrub. And then that's our special video. And then you use the moisturizer. And you take your foot spray with you, especially when you're wearing your sandals and your feet get hot or something and you just feel like you want to refresh your feet. Just take your foot spray out, spray, squirt, feel good, nice refresher while you're out. So these are just some great things you get to do to take care of your feet. So with our, and it's also a great gift. It's Father's Day is coming up. It's a great gift for men because, you know, I need some work on your feet. Work on your feet, man. Do these feet. Yes, yes. So definitely have them work on the feet and just give them that wonderful gift for Father's Day. It's only $35. Just give them the happy feet. Enjoy the month club. Say no excuses. Soak those feet, then moisturize them. You know, take your spray with you. Give you, you know, a little pep and a little smell pickup. And tell them no reason for the rough feet. But what our happy feet is going to do for you is invigorate, moisturize, refresh, and replenish your tired feet. And as I say, as we soak, that's the meditation, is the foot soak, you'll see. You know, you want to take your feet, soak your feet, and be still for 10 minutes. You know, I know when sometimes when we go, we want to talk, we want to be on our phones, but even if you go for pedicure, when you soak your feet, I ask that you restrain from any other activity. Take this time to be still and be quiet. If you want some meditative music, something soothing, some nice jazz, positive reinforcement to lift you, or just take the time to be quiet and be still and soak your feet. So our collection is scented with lavender mint tea, enriched with shea butter, other essential oils, which, of course, leave your feet soft, smooth, and refresh. And our foot soap, that's enriched specifically with mineral salts, eucalyptus, and tea tree oil. And then we also have the said that your organic foot cream, that's your lavender mint foot cream. And then we have the soul food. And that feels good and all, too. The cream is a nice thick cream. The soul food is more like a clear shea butter type. So, you know, it just depends. The foot soap the foot cream is like really good to do too. As you soak your feet and at night you put your foot cream on, soak your feet, moisturize your foot cream on, and put some cotton socks on, and that just like really moisturizes and softens your feet. And when you get up the next morning, you just got beautiful soft feet. Nobody minds being next to. So that's the hint for you, brothers. So again, you have your, you get your foot spray, your foot cream, your foot soap, and your soul food, S-O-L-E, all. For, like I said, it's about $70 worth of product, but on sale exclusively from me for $35, and exclusively at Joy, J-O-Y, of the month .club. Again, it's June. It kicked off with Bare Feet, National Bare Feet Day. It's Ode to Feet. It's June. Soul Purpose Tuesday. We're talking about a wellness groove, and we're grooving with our feet. Our feet is the ones that help us move, and we want to take care of the feet. So that's just what you, we want you to take care of your feet. We want you to get happy feet by getting some happy feet. And my gift to you is giving you like 50% discount. Because I can do it. It's my birthday, too. Juneteenth is my birthday. So for my birthday, gift me by giving yourself happy feet or someone else. Give them happy feet, and by doing that, you're gifting me. And since it's my birthday, I can put it on sale if I want to. Hey. Jacqueline Taylor Adams, I'm your host for this moment in time. It's Soul Purpose Tuesday. Continue to have a soul purpose filled day. Be mindful of what you're allowing in your spirit. And please do, you know, hit us up, call us, you know, get in touch with me. Just let us know what your wellness journey is and share your purpose. Share with me and share with others. Speak that purpose loud. Manifest. And you have a great Tuesday and a great June. And happy birthday to me. Remember, Juneteenth, Freedom Day. Be free in your mind, but also in action. Celebrate Juneteenth. Find out what's going on for Juneteenth in your local area. Peace.